This is episode 219, recorded September 2nd, 2014.
Greetings, Aquariumaxers.
Hello again.
Who have we got lined up for today?
Oh, we have a couple of people today. We have Sean in Asheville, North Carolina, and we have Adnan in India.
Cool. Plus, we have some news about the book, and we're doing an unboxing.
Because, you know, unboxing on an audio show totally makes sense.
Yeah, it's better than kickboxing on an audio show.
Well, that's true. That would just be a series of grunts.
Yeah, and impact noises.
We could make some of those. How about that?
Yeah.
Is that good?
It's definitely not kickboxing on an audio show. That's okay.
Okay, but we're not going to kickbox. We're going to unbox. As in, we're going to open a product that we bought and then attempt to use it.
Yeah. Live on the air. Well, yeah. Not live. Recorded on the air.
It's recorded live.
Okay.
Okay. How do we start? Sean sent us in a picture of him reading the book.
Yes.
E-book.
Yes, he did.
Aquariumax Guide to 7 Easy Live Foods.
So thank you, Sean, for making that purchase and for sending us a picture. Mm-hmm. We're excited.
And at the time, he had gotten through to the chapter on vinegar eels and was enjoying it.
Yeah, so thank you very much. We hope you enjoy the rest of it. And because he did just what we asked, we are going to send him a special something. We're not going to say what it is just now.
I don't know what it is. Russ didn't tell me, so I can't spill the beans.
No, that's not why. I just didn't think about it yet.
Yeah, because subconsciously, your subconscious mind said, I'm not going to tell Kelly yet because she'll spill the beans.
No, I mean, I just hadn't thought about it yet. But we're going to do that. And it'll be cool. We're not going to say what it is. We're just going to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So you'll get a surprise coming.
Yeah. And, some other Aquariumaxers purchased the book too. Thank you very much.
There's even a review up now.
Yeah. So thank you to all the Aquariumaxers. We're imagining that most of our people who bought the book so far have been Aquariumaxers because you're most of the people who know about it. So
yay you!
We've sold several copies. I think we're up to 10 copies now.
Something like that.
10 copies. That's not bad, considering the book has only been released less than a week as of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
It's been up for 5 days, and that's, 10 copies, that's not too bad. And we hope some more people will buy it. I'm sure people will eventually, so that's pretty cool. And, thank you to all of you who have done so. And if you haven't and you'd still like to, there are plenty of copies left.
Yeah, well, the lovely thing about an ebook is that you don't run out of copies.
Exactly. That was my, lame attempt at a joke.
Oh. Right.
So, anyway, there you go. Please consider purchasing it.
Because it's cool.
If you would like to raise life
all foods, the cool fish keepers are buying it.
Or if you want to give it into
you can't, if you want to be able to hold your head up in your fish club meetings, you're going to have to carry your device with your copy around with you and show everybody.
So, there you go. That's where we are with that for now. And, if you want to send in a picture of you reading it or a picture of it on your in your hand, on your device, you can still do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, are we ready to go to Adnan in India?
Yeah, let's
hopefully
do that.
I'm saying his name correctly. My apologies if I'm not. He contacted us through YouTube. Right?
Actually, no, I think it was the Aquariumax webpage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because he'd seen one of your
videos. But he had
videos
seen YouTube
on YouTube.
Videos.
That's
he was
what
asking
I was
about that, right?
So he was wondering about culturing Daphnia.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can you tell me how to produce a Daphnia starter culture at home? Because he doesn't he's having trouble getting a hold of a starter culture to start. He was watching the Daphnia in a Bucket video.
Right.
And he's having trouble getting a hold of a starter culture. And he just, wanted a little bit more information about what to do with it and how to make the Daphnia work.
Mm-hmm.
So but what did you tell him?
He said, what's that last bit that he said?
He wanted to know what kind of things to use to get them started and be healthy.
Okay, well, I answered him and said, it's definitely easier to start with a starter shelter if you can get one. So if you don't have a local, you know, aquarium store or a local aquarist who already breeds them or something like that, there are a couple of other options. And one would be to try to buy some eggs, like some dry eggs. And I said, I know of sellers in Thailand that sell dry eggs and they ship them to the U.S., so I didn't figure why they wouldn't be able to ship them also to India. So I suggested he buy some of those. And I said, it is possible to grow them, you know, have them show up in a pond, but it's not that likely.
You have to go hunting.
Yeah.
Daphnia hunting.
So I gave him that bit of advice and he responded.
Mm-hmm. And he said, unfortunately, there is a restriction on international online shopping through eBay or PayPal, etc. in India.
So that does make it a bit difficult to buy them from the Thailand.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So, like, they're not, they can't, I don't know what he means. If like, you can't buy things online out of the country at all, or only if there's just certain things.
Right. Or if there are exorbitant taxes to reduce right. or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But at least it's difficult.
Yeah. It's not a viable option, it sounds like, at any rate. He says, I'm trying to produce a Daphnia starter culture in a fishless, small earthen pond.
And what's he using?
He's putting in, I guess this is what he's putting in the pond. He's got chicken manure, cow dung, rice bran, mustard oil cake. I'm not sure what that is. Do you know what that is?
Mustard oil cake.
Well, oil is not like, usually in a cake, so.
You know, like linseed oil cakes, you know, like they use for feed? I'm assuming it's something like that.
Okay. It's in a small quantity with some aeration, like a natural environment. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I will take a water sample to check it under a stereoscopic microscope after the next couple of weeks. And if there's Daphnia, collect the Daphnia, but with a eyedropper.
Okay. Well, I was hoping prior to this that he would be able to just buy some eggs, but since he says he can't, it is possible sometimes to get Daphnia showing up in pools like this, and this is the reason
is
why.
Is he hoping, you know, you make a container like this and you just hope you get some airborne eggs floating around?
They do occasionally fly around in the wind. They're very small, and they can be carried in the wind, and it does happen, because they can survive long periods of dryness. They also can be carried by birds, because a bird can visit a Daphnia-filled pond, get some mud on its legs, fly off.
And then they're in the mud.
They're in that mud that dries on their legs. They can be carried for hundreds or even thousands of miles. Then they get into a different pond, and that the eggs float off and hatch. So it can happen.
It's you just don't know if it's going to or not.
Right, and I don't know how many Daphnia or similar species are in his area. You know, it does happen. I mean,
is we don't know what part of.
I have an uncle to whom that happened. He just had a little garden pool that wasn't particularly deep. It didn't have fish in it or anything. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even do a whole lot with it, but the water from rains and sprinklers and stuff would get in it, and he'd have Daphnia hatch every year in the spring.
That's cool.
And then they'd come back again the next year.
Because they'd just keep laying eggs,
yeah, my
and
Uncle
so every
Roger
time.
Has that pond in their backyard. That's
what happens
all the time.
That's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, so it does happen. They didn't put them there on purpose, you know, so they just show up every year. And so it is possible.
You just don't know if it's going to work or not. So
right.
Hopefully. I mean, it seems like there's got to be somebody in India that has Daphnia.
Yeah.
It's
and
a pretty big place.
That's what I'm hoping. I know we have listeners in India.
Yeah.
In addition
there's
to
quite
Adnan.
A few people from India who like the Facebook page, too.
Right.
So we might, I don't know, maybe we should put a note on the Facebook page even saying, hey, does anybody in India know where to get Daphnia?
Right. Right. And I would like to put this out to any of our listeners in India who might know.
Mm-hmm.
If you
yeah.
have a source of Daphnia and you would like to help Adnan out, you can contact us and we can contact Adnan
can
directly.
Connect you guys up.
And figure out a way that you could get together to exchange Daphnia or, you know, to provide Adnan with Daphnia.
In some way.
In some manner. So if
it worked for shrimp in Great Britain.
We've done
so
it before.
Can work for Daphnia in India.
Yeah, we hope it'll work again.
Yep. So, that's all of our contributors for the day. Shall we unbox the thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, now we're ready to do this unboxing.
Do you want to tell us what we're opening now?
Yes.
And why?
Let's tell a little bit of background, yeah. Okay, a couple of days ago, I looked at our 20-gallon tank and realized that the light was off. And I tried to fiddle with it and realized, we either have a dead bulb here or a dead fixture. So this evening, I took the fixture off, took it to our local fish store, which is mercifully only about 4 minutes away by car.
Which is lovely.
It is lovely. And I explained the situation to them and asked them if they would hook up one of their light bulbs. And if the light bulb would have worked, I would have just bought the light bulb right then and there. It didn't work, needless to say. And so I had to buy another fixture.
I mean, we got the fixture right when we got back from Hawaii, you said. So it's about seven years old.
And probably had, you know, lived out its time. And so we're stuck with the situation of having to buy a new bulb. Didn't really want to do that because they're kind of expensive.
You mean a new fixture?
A new fixture, that's what I mean, yes. Didn't really want to do it, but talked to them and tried to figure out what would be the best thing to replace what we had. And so that's what we did. And we're going to talk about this. What we got was a Coral Life Aqualite 24-inch. Before that, I believe it was a Coral Life 2 Aqualite, but it was the compact power fluorescent with a straight pin interface, I guess. They're kind of dying out. This one is a high output T5. And so,
which is supposed to be good for the plants, right?
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, though, this one is a saltwater fixture, essentially. So it's sold with a 10,000K bulb and an actinic bulb.
They had a different one that wasn't, you know, saltwater, but the T5 bulb wasn't the high output one.
Yeah, so it just wouldn't have given enough light.
Which is why we went with this one.
Yeah. So we went ahead and bought this. And it should do the trick, but I've never had one of these high-output T5s yet. I've just used compact power fluorescents. I even have an LED fixture. Works pretty well for a goldfish because all we're growing in there is Anubias.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got, I've had several compact power fluorescents and then just normal output T8s and T12s and different things, and I've experimented
what
with various lights.
What does the T mean?
Even on our marine tanks, I used compact power fluorescents. So, what was that?
What does the T stand for?
You know, I don't remember what the T stands for exactly, but it does mean the 12th of an inch. So, a T5 means it's 5/12 of an inch in diameter, the bulb.
Around?
So a T12 is 12/12 of an inch. It's 1 inch.
Around.
The diameter.
Or straight across the circle.
Across.
Okay.
That's
pretty skinny.
Yeah.
5/12. I guess that's almost half an inch.
But it means you can pack a lot of them into a small area.
Ah.
But T12 is 1 inch, and the T8s, you know, are 8/12 of an inch, 3/4 of an inch.
I see. Okay, he's unfolded the end of the box and is staring at the styrofoam. Styrofoam of life.
Oh, look,
it's just a little piece of styrofoam.
A little piece of styrofoam on the
see,
end.
Sometimes you think there's a big wall of styrofoam in the way, but it's really just a little one, and you just gotta press forward with your unboxing, and then it's out of the way. And there's our philosophy for today.
Okay, look at that. It looks a little bit different than I thought it would look. It's a little bigger. I've had Coral Life fixtures. I had a Coral Life T5 non. It's not high output, and it was a lot. It was a slimline. Foam lamp packing must be removed from this light housing before use. Okay.
Yeah, I think we got that. It was just this little...
Oh, no. See,
this
that's
was
what
our
philosophy right
styrofoam.
Oh, this is what they're talking about.
All
see
that.
That? Yeah, I could see why they'd want to take
this
that out.
This is deeper philosophy styrofoam. It's underneath the glass here. You got to, like, get in there and clean out your inner styrofoam.
Yeah. It says I'm supposed to look at the owner's manual for proper in-cap removal. Oh, look at that.
Is it written by Freud?
It says we need a crosshead screwdriver. Really?
I don't know what that means.
It's the same as a Phillips screwdriver.
Oh, okay.
So let me dig one and you can...
Okay, now I can have my philosophizing foam some more. So now you have to get your screwdriver out. That's like, I don't know, you hire a therapist? And they unscrew your bolts and they help you get out the styrofoam that's clogging up your inner light bulbs. How's that?
That was really weird. That's okay.
Well, yeah, but you know, I bet it's the most philosophizey unboxing that anybody has ever heard on an aquarium podcast ever.
Probably.
I don't know if that's really a great honor or not, but
I don't know, but it probably is the furthest you've ever gotten with that. Okay, I'm back with a screwdriver. We didn't want to make you wait live for that. Oh, look at this one's working. Good. So this is what we need to do here. Am I doing this the right way?
I don't know. They don't know either because they can't see.
I don't know.
Should I give you a blow-by-blow, guys? Russ is turning the screwdriver. He's using some really great wrist technique. He's practiced for years on this wrist technique. You know, it's all in the wrist. And you got to fit that screwdriver right in there because if you let it slip, it'll strip and then you're in trouble. But, oh, look, he's coming around the bend. These are some really, really tricky tricks here. This is a, you know, we need, you know who we need? We need Dick Button.
Is he the commentator for skating?
Yes! He's the figure skating commentator that is so crazy.
Okay, there's another one. Is he crazy? I didn't know that.
Well, he just talks a lot like me.
Oh, okay. Well,
except he often says inane things, but I won't go any further because maybe Dick Button likes fish tanks and will be mad at me.
Huh,
okay. I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think he listens to us.
Plus, he's probably, I don't know how old he is now. He won, like, a gold Olympic gold medal in, like, I don't know, the 40s or something, so he's probably retired. Okay, we're reading the instruction manual. There's intense look of concentration.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
All these years leading up to these moments.
This acrylic lens guy, I just took it off. That was neat. I just totally did that.
I think you just have to rip up the styrofoam bits and get it off the bulb. Why did we need a screwdriver?
Remove full insert. See, that was easy.
Oh! See? Once you get to the shrink and you get in there with your screwdriver and now your issues are all gone and you can put your plastic glass lid thing back on.
Well, see, this is...
I don't know. I think I'm losing listeners for us. Maybe... Maybe next time we'll unbox it first and then just do a review.
I don't know. This is good because I don't know what else we're going to talk about today. So... there you go. Now, where's the box? It said it had, like, legs in there or something. Oh, yeah, there they are. Look at that. There's legs in that box. Really far down. I have to pull them out. Okay, I'm going to cut them out.
Well, you know, if you've got body parts hidden away in boxes, no wonder you have deep-seated issues.
Whoa, I don't know what you just accused me of there, but...
I don't... not you, it's whoever packed the box.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I like the fact that they have made it a little bit more difficult for the acrylic lens cover thing to slide off, because it used to be that
it would just
slide off
all the
really
time.
Easily when you didn't want to.
Well, that's good that it doesn't.
This.
Hooray
so,
for improvements.
That is an improvement. And then it says... starting with the leg descent for the opposite end of the fixture, slide the legs into the two grooves located on the front.
Do you need to put the cover back on?
And back of the fixture. No, it says not to.
I hope you guys aren't bored yet.
Oh, you can't even say that.
Well, it's not as much fun when you can't see what's going on.
Well, that's okay because we can talk about what we see here.
Okay. He's got little plastic legs and he's...
whoa!
Trying to slide it into the groove.
Dropping it.
You gotta get your fishy groove going.
Okay. We just took a little pause there while we were getting the legs on because it was a little bit hairy there. We didn't want you to have to sit and listen to me.
Or me.
Figure out how it worked. But it's not too bad. We just had to slide the legs on. And now we're going to try to screw it back together.
Do you have your screwdriver?
Yes.
I think it fell on the floor.
Did it? Could you hold that up for
yes,
me?
Yes, I could.
Okay. Just find that screwdriver. Oh, wow. Now you get to listen to me find a screwdriver. And I just did.
Well, you know, they're going through the crazy things of life with us. This is a bonding moment.
I guess you could call it that. This is Aquarimax unleashed.
Unplugged
on something.
Uncensored. Live, backstage.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just screwing in the cover there. And it seems to be working. And I hope you people can hear me back there. Because I'm not aiming directly at the cover there. But it does pay to read the instructions. So that was helpful. And it looks like it's ready to fly. So now let's give it a go.
I'm going to try to put it on and plug it in.
Would you help me undo the little wire that holds the cord together while I'm holding this? Okay. Here we go. I'm going to plug it in.
And then we'll be able to see the fish again. They've been in the dark for several days.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
We could get a bulb.
This is something that it's kind of sad, but there's nothing I could do about it, is that the fixture...
The old fixture?
No, this fixture, the...
The new one.
Yeah, the cord comes out the right side if you're facing the fixture, but we need to plug it in on the left.
It looks long enough, though, that we can kind of...
Yeah, it will be okay.
But you might want to put it on top of the tank first so that you can wrap the cord around...
Yes, I just want to make sure
that it works.
That it's on and functioning. Ooh, ta-da! Look at that. It's working. That's nice and bright.
It's very blue.
That's because we need to take the bulb out.
Oh, yes, this was the thing. You were saying it's for a marine tank...
Yes.
We are not doing a marine tank. We want aquarium plant friendly bulb.
Right.
So we had to buy a different bulb.
So we need to go in and unscrew that again.
Yeah, we should have thought of that.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Why? It's because I'm on the air with, you know, many, many listeners from all around the world. And I just was thinking about that. And I wasn't thinking about the fact that I wanted to...
Switch the light bulb.
So that's okay. There. Would you mind catching that screw for me?
Catch that.
Thank you.
Okay, so what kind of light bulb did you buy and why?
Okay, well, it comes with a 10,000K light bulb, which is fine. But it also comes with an actinic bulb, and an actinic bulb is not what we need.
What exactly is an actinic bulb?
Well, it's a very blue bulb.
It was very blue when you
Which is great for growing, you know, a lot of photosynthetic organisms that grow in marine water. It's great if you're doing corals and stuff like that. It's not so great for aquarium plants. They prefer a different spectrum. So we're going for the... I'm going to try to get the 67, I think, is what we got, 6700K. Which is typically good. Let me double check and see if that's what it is indeed. It might be 65.
Does it say?
What does it say on there?
The
Super Daylight. 65. 65 is fine.
Oh, that makes me want to quote Princess Bride. Look out.
Okay, go ahead.
Give me the 65. I'm on the job.
See, that worked. So... Yep, I just replaced the bulb with a 6500K bulb, so it's got a 10,000K bulb and a 6500K bulb, and that will about do it.
Well, the fish store was very nice and gave us the bulb that we're replacing it with, just for their cost, since they knew that's not the bulb that
we wanted.
The one that it came with, but it's not the one that we wanted, so.
Right, and they said they would have been happy to buy the other bulb off of us.
But they didn't have a use for it.
They didn't have a use for it at the time because none of their fixtures need it. They don't have any fixtures that require that particular bulb with that particular length. They do have a lot of marine tanks, but none with that particular length. So
we thought we'd put it up online in the local fish community and see if somebody wants it.
Yeah.
It's a brand new bulb.
they might well need something like that.
Yep.
So, there we go. That's about right.
Now, position the lid.
Get it seated on
the fixture.
Top of the tank. Let's see here. Yeah, I do like the fact, like I said, these legs are a lot more stable. The other legs didn't work quite this well. So let's hope that this works. Ouch, that hurt. Okay, the other legs were not as stable as this one. I like that about this fixture. I like the fact also that the acrylic lens cover is more likely to stay in place where you put it. A couple things I like about this one already. I'm making all sorts of funny noises back here as I get this working, but here we go. Let's try it.
And
it's on. Oh, that looks
on.
That looks much better.
Now this corner of our room doesn't seem so dim either.
Yeah,
hey.
Look at those fish. They're happy to have light. Here, I'm going to give them a snack while I got the light on.
They're all saying, oh, good morning, good morning.
Yeah.
That was a really long night time.
Yeah. So, there we go. Have a little food. And the gold barbs are having fun eating. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen.
I think that was unboxed.
That was probably the most surreal experience you've ever had that involved light bulbs and Russ and Kelly on a Cremex.
But you love us anyways.
So, I like the light it's given out. It looks pretty nice. It's nice and bright. Mm-hmm. I think it'll do what we need it to do.
Looks good.
And they've made some improvements in their design. Happy with that. So, just remember, our book's on sale, and there are plenty of digital copies left. So if you'd like one, go to Amazon.com and type in Aquarimax, and it'll come up. Or just go to our page. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our main Aquarimax.com page, and there's a thumbnail of the book right on the front page, and you can click on that, and that'll take you right to the link where you can buy the book. Of course, if you don't want to buy the book, you don't have to. Just saying. It'd be cool if you did.
Yeah.
And we hope to hear from lots of you about all sorts of things fishy. In the meantime,
may the fish
be with you.